Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, hour four of the nation. Time now for what you drinking and what you thinking here at 877-881-1053. Go ahead and call in. Jacob Ray's in for Lucius today. He'll get you screened up, and in just a couple of minutes, you'll be telling us what you are drinking and what you're thinking here on 105.3 The Fan. As always, we go around the broadcast position. We reveal what we are drinking and thinking, and then we'll get out to your phone calls here again at 877-881-1053. Crack them if you got them. It's quitting time on a Friday. It's an extra special Friday. It's a quadruple witching Friday here in the markets, but it's also a holiday Friday with a lot of people taking next week off and the New Year's week off as well. That vacation buzz is definitely in the air. We'd love to hear from you. Currently, I'm working myself about halfway through my second 20-ounce Diet Coke of the day, Brian. And I'm thinking we might have a new trend of universities looking for any questionable behavior from their coaches and firing them with cause to save money.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I think it's probably a good idea if you're the university. But, I mean, if I'm the agents, I'm going to start punishing universities if you try to get away with this stuff. Okay. It's one thing if it's what happened with Sharon Moore.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Ohio University, where football coach Brian Smith is out. Reports say he had romantic relationships, including one he admitted to with a student, as well as an allegation of public intoxication in a letter stating his intent to fire him for cause. The problem with this is there's no university rule about having a relationship with a student. So maybe the university should have been like,
so Ohio doesn't. Ohio University does not have a rule.
They don't have a rule about that.
Wow.
And he is saying all I was doing in my office was what every other coach in this athletic department does. We have cocktail hours sometimes. So did I catch a little bit of a buzz while hanging out with the other coaches and toasting to their success? Maybe. But this is something that every coach in your athletic department does. So they say he carried on with this type of behavior, but he's fighting it. And his attorney, Rex Elliott, is going after him. Stated that Smith did not participate in an extramarital affair, and you know it. He says Elliott added that Smith and his wife separated earlier this year, were going through a divorce, and were living apart during the fall.
Right.
So there's just this technicalities.
He was with somebody that he was already somewhat in his mind. He was single.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a little bit scandalous that I'm getting a divorce and I have a girlfriend already, but this isn't any sort of an effort.
I wonder if the young lady led to the divorce for him and his wife.
I mean, all fair questions.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a burden of proof that's out there. I think these universities, they have so many millions and millions of dollars that they can recoup. I think it's worth a shot.
Sure.
But I wonder if it might end up biting them, and to what extent this will continue. I think if you're getting ready to fire a coach, you got to do a thorough investigation,
right?
Put a little PI on the tail and see what you can come up
absolutely,
with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Yeah, I earlier had my green tea, and I'm trying to be creative with it the way I'm doing it. We don't currently have an ice machine in our office. We're working on that. I'm sure we're working on it. But so I'm having to like brew the iced tea, put it in a glass, then put it in the freezer.
Okay.
And then like 30 minutes later, go get it.
Okay.
So I'm really struggling. I love, you know me, I love my green iced tea. So I'm just trying to work on that. What I'm thinking right now is, though, this whole thing with Diggs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing the amount of emotions. And I say this in a way of, like, trying to be accurate and try and help our fans understand. And I'm the, hey, I want him to play. Let him play to, wow, it doesn't seem like that he really cares about football, and he's not willing to do everything he can. And then all of a sudden, well, hey, you know, we have a couple of injuries. Well, we need to have him play, and
everything's going great now.
Everything's going great, and I can only imagine what's going on over there. Honestly, I hope that Diggs works out. I hope for himself it works out. You know, I know that we've all kind of trying to run down the stories of, you know, there's people that when you ask the questions, they're tired of answering questions about him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, so hopefully he goes out there, plays at a high level, see what happens in the next 3 weeks when the season's over. He might be a cap casualty. He might be a guy that Jerry Jones wants to keep around. But if he could give them a level of competent play for the next 3 weeks, you know, by all means, that's something they sure can use. This season defensively has been just a real mess overall.
It is disappointing that it's at this point now that we're getting Diggs back, because the ceiling for this defense was with him and Bland playing together, and now Bland is out. But if you missed it at the top of the show, Brian Broaddus broke the news for us that, in fact, Trayvon Diggs is going to play this weekend and, you know, give the Cowboys at least a better chance of defending Justin Herbert and that trio of very quality wide receivers.
And the tight end. Yeah.
You got four guys to worry about. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Jacob Ray's been doing a hell of a job. And what are you drinking and what are you thinking, buddy?
I'm drinking some high-quality H2O out of my 60-ounce Yeti. Ice cold. Brought some ice from home. Shout out, Broaddus.
Yeah, there you go. Not that smart. You went to Tech. I went to LSU.
You got to think ahead in these matters.
I'm not
you know?
Thinking ahead at all. I'm just kind of thinking, well, one day I'm going to show up and an ice machine's going to be here.
Which it probably will.
I know it will be. One day it will be here.
And I'm thinking that tomorrow night my Chicago Bears can do some help to the Dallas Cowboys and knock that Green Bay Packers pick down a couple slots.
Yeah.
Maybe bump them out of the playoffs, take control of the NFC North. Who knows? But I don't think they lose twice in a row to Green Bay, especially not at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on, baby. And then they have Baltimore next week, and what kind of a game could Lamar Jackson put together against them? And by the time they get to Week 18 against Minnesota, the Packers might already be out of that thing if Detroit wins as well. This could get really, really interesting with two picks in the top two-thirds of the first round. All right, let's take these phone calls then at 877-881-1053. Only two rules here in what you drink and what you think. And you got to answer the questions, and you can't be operating heavy machinery, which does include an automobile at the time of your call. Jacob, where are we going?
Let's go out to Polo and Garland first.
What's going on, fellas? It is so happy Friday. I've been waiting a week to call y'all. There's just so many things on my mind. Mm. I'm sorry I'm not drinking anything. I'm doing my homeboy tattoo as we speak.
Nice.
What I'm thinking is, I got a question for my boy Broaddus. Okay, every year y'all boost up Allen, South Lake Carroll, all these schools, but all these Southern schools, while the African Americans go to, y'all don't say nothing about them on the radio and the news, nothing.
Polo.
It's always Mike Leslie or the South Lake Carroll.
Polo.
I'm in Frisco, but y'all don't never say that about soccer. These boys been going to the championship 5 years in a row. Ain't no South Lake Carroll Allen ever did that. I know my boy Colin Murray did his thing at Allen, but no. And then you got DeSoto. Okay, I got a question for you. This is my question for you, Broaddus.
Yeah.
The University of Texas hired Charlie Strong a couple of years ago. Only African-American coach ever coached at Texas.
Sure.
You see Sarkisian dumb butt that keeps on getting all these so-called five stars across the country and can't recruit his own state because you don't even really need to go out of Texas to recruit nobody. Do you see Claude Mathis maybe replacing him at Texas in a couple of years? Because he got that boy running, Shawad, what his name is? I can't think of the name. Because I think the money too white in Texas to get another black coach. What do you think about it? Because Sarkisian ain't nothing. Bye.
There he goes, Polo and Garland on brand. Brian, how do you react to those thoughts?
First off, I'm a DISD kid myself. So, yeah, I know all about the South Oak Cliffs, the Roosevelts. I played against them all, you know. But I have the utmost respect for those programs, and I feel like that they don't need me to talk about them because they're already damn good. These are state championship programs and stuff like that. So, you know, my apologies to Polo. Doesn't think we talk about him enough, but I am a DISD kid. Claude Mathis, what he has done has been incredible. Steve Sarkisian, I'm going to say this. If that Alabama job comes open, I would be interested to see if Steve Sarkisian would try and kind of channel. Now, he's been firing some coaches. I shouldn't say fire. He's been replacing defensive coaches down there in Austin. And so it makes it seem like that he would be like to stay here probably. There's been some rumors about him. But if that Alabama job, I'm going to include Sarkisian. I'm going to include my guy at LSU who just got the job. That thing, I think, will go crazy. I don't think people are totally interested in what's going on at Michigan. But if that Alabama job comes open, that is a whole different animal. But to his question about the Texas job, why not? You know, Claude's proved that he can coach. So, but would he want to do that? It's a whole other thing.
Joey McGuire is showing that the path can be traveled and thrived in.
Joey McGuire, if I was Texas, I would turn the hell. I know Joey McGuire just signed a new contract. I'd turn the hell talk to him. He's got it figured out. He knows how to evaluate players, too.
At 877-881-1053, that opens a line for you if you want to get in. Where are we going next, Jacob?
Here we go. Nick in Stephenville.
We driving home today from Arlington back to Stephenville, Texas, after winning our seventh
congratulations, state
championship,
man. Well played.
And a cold bottle of water.
Let's go.
Go Jackets!
Well played.
You have yourself a good time?
Oh, it's a blast. Nothing like watching Stephenville win another one.
Yeah. How much of the town was in there today?
It was a packed house for such a small town.
Yeah. I love that, man. Thank you, Nick. Have a great weekend, and congratulations to Stephenville. Hanging number 7 up there. What a powerhouse.
How about that? That's nice.
What are some of these schools like? We're watching Carthage over here.
Yeah.
They're up 35-0 with 8:44 to go in the third quarter.
I think
quarter.
This would be their 11th state title, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just rolling them up. I wouldn't be surprised if Tim in Carthage can lob a call in here.
Yeah.
He's no doubt in the stadium as most of that town is. But it's just incredible how some of these programs, they get something going with a coach, they get momentum going, then all of a sudden you get kids who are good in middle school wanting to move there.
I asked you, how's a town of 700 people like every year have a state finals team?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? I think we're doing some outside recruiting there.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're bringing some kids into Carthage is what we're doing.
You got to figure out a way to get these families to relocate when you're cruising around in the lower ages.
They are doing a great job. They really are.
Where are we going next, Jacob?
Let's go out to Tyler and Hazlitt.
Tyler, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Oh.
Have we lost Tyler?
Tyler?
We've lost Tyler.
Okay. Who's next?
Happy holidays, sir.
Let's go to Rafa in Lake Travis.
Rafa, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
I'm waiting for my daughters because I was supposed to, pick them up for, 2 hours and then go spend time with them. But what I'm thinking is I just want to give a shout-out to, everyone that deals with, mental health problems, that deals with either panic attack, anxiety attack, all types of whatever. You guys matter. You know, I know in tough situations, or, the month of December, you could get...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard for people. Also, I want to give a shout out to the people that, you know, that likes to take care of everyone else, and at the end of the day they don't really get taken care of because they just putting all the effort into everyone else. So shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to Broadus for always working a lot, either Sundays, Saturdays, I don't even know. I just be loving whenever I'm tuning into 105.3 The Fan, I hear Broadus. Also Fred, he be working really hard, and yeah, guys, just happy holidays, and thank you for everything that you guys do.
Thank you, Rafa.
Thanks for the words, man. Well said.
That opens a line at 877-881-1053, and appreciate that reminder and that salute to the people struggling with mental health and anxiety and panic and all that.
Especially the holidays this time of year. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, where are we going next, Jacob?
We got Black and Gold in Red Oak.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How are we doing, sir?
I'm drinking a bottle of water right now because I'm still driving home.
Good.
But I'm thinking, I'm thinking that I am ready for this offseason to get here. It cannot get here quick enough for me, man. This has just been a terrible football season from my team, at least. And I don't. This is one of the worst seasons I remember. Even though, like, this is worse than the 3-13 season, I think. It's just so fresh. But yeah, I'm ready. Of course, I'm gonna finish watching the games. I'm gonna watch the playoffs and watch the Super Bowl. But yeah, man, I'm ready for the offseason because this has just been rough.
Yeah, I think Cowboys fans can agree with that. Yeah. Although,
yeah, I'll probably feel the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I think back to back years, Cowboys and Saints feeling the same way by the time we get to the end of the year. Do you feel like there's a decent chance?
Before I go to the song I want to recommend, is Check It Out by John. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Black and Gold B.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, decent chance they found their quarterback at Tyler Shuck. What do you think about that?
Man, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I have yet to watch a Saints game.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I get, you know, what happens to me is the pre and the post and the games. And I keep up with the opponents, but I have yet to watch the Saints play. Has he played at a high level? Has he played? Because I didn't think he was great in college, you know?
Okay.
So I was kind of like, well, but I couldn't tell you if he's – If Kellen Moore's got him playing great or not.
Well, the thing that's happened for him is he's made some passes down the field and into the middle of the field that might be more than what you'd expect from a rookie drafted when he was drafted. Was it late first round or was it second round there for Tyler Shuck? He's completing nearly 70% of his passes. Quite a few of them are checkdowns, has 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. But I think they're encouraged enough to maybe want to give him a second season there at the helm after moving on from Spencer Rattler at 877-881-1053. Kellen Moore maybe doing a nice job putting him in a decent position to succeed. What you drinking, what you thinking, brought to you by our friends at Jake's Burgers, a great place to go watch the game tonight.
Yeah.
Get an amazing burger and something cold to drink. Where are we going next, Jacob?
Let's kick it out to Mike in Garland.
Michael.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so I got three things, and I'm just going to make it quick. So, Cooper Flagg, he's a monster. Everybody doubted him when he first got in there because what he was doing. But he was a rookie. He was young. But I've been going to the games a lot. I've been to like about maybe like 10 games already at home games.
Good for you.
And, nice. Man, he's a beast. He's going to be – hopefully he said he wants to stay, and hopefully they don't trash him like they did last time before with Luka.
Sure.
And then second of all, Texas Tech, I think they could take it all the way. A lot of people saying –
wreck him.
They didn't play nobody good. But the thing is, college has changed. It's not the same like it used to be. Mm. I mean, I think anybody in the playoffs could take it right now.
Sure.
I'm not saying anybody. There's a couple of teams that shouldn't even be in the playoffs. And then second of
third.
Jake Paul
third
fight.
Thing. Third thing.
Third thing, Jake Paul, man, that's a joke.
Okay.
I boxed for about 10 years. I went to the gym with Swavey with Garden Police.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I went there for about 10 years. I know him real good.
Great.
And I know boxing, and that's just a joke. I mean, that's sad for boxing that they even allow that to happen. And
fourth thing.
I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
When did y'all think in Cowboys season that they should have started tanking? And that's it for me. I really do appreciate y'all taking my call. Have a good, blessed weekend.
Thank you. Happy holidays. When should they have started tanking? Is that what he's asking?
Yeah. I would say they shouldn't have started tanking until now.
Yeah. I mean, the way Philadelphia was playing, there was no reason to tank.
What was it at the bye? 3-5-1?
Yeah.
Still in there?
Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia was not – I mean, Philadelphia was kind of sputtering oil.
Yeah.
You know, and if you'd have won some games along the way, Lions game, this Minnesota game, you know – could have been right in the middle of all this. You never put enough pressure on Philadelphia.
No.
Man, that was a problem.
No, and, you know, right now you should absolutely be tanking to preserve all of your health for next year.
Yeah, tank. Well, if Philadelphia were to lose Saturday night or Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
You got to play.
Good clarification,
but
yeah.
If the Chargers come in here and find a way to win 28-24, then now preserve the health the rest of the way.
Yeah, Jerry Jones talking this morning again more about just the idea of having more cap space than they have in previous years, and maybe, you know, their lack of aggression at the deadline or earlier than that to fix corner. Like, to me, this year, there was so much good going on. Jake Ferguson was with us yesterday at this time, said this is the best offense he's ever been a part of at any point in his life. There was so much good going on this year. I would have actually much earlier in the year gone for it a tremendous amount. They're carrying over $23 million in cap space for next year. I just hope they have massive plans to truly go for it in a proper way. And yeah, Cooper Flagg just continues to put on a show. He's way ahead of schedule. And, you know, with the early season struggles now well in his rear view, two things happened. Number one, I don't know why he was playing point guard, but then last week his teammates were like, dude, you need to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, we need you to go be more of a scoring guy. And as soon as the 3-point shot starts falling, and I have faith that it will, he's going to quickly move into top 20 players in the game, then top 10 players in the game. And we'll see after that if he can continue to climb that ladder. And yeah, he said he wants to be here his entire career. He wants to be a one uniform guy, so let's go ahead and make that happen. And now that Nico's here, I don't think there's any concern about that, and I don't think there would be even if Nico was here, because he's a two-way player. You know how much of a blessing it is when your best player is also going to be not only your best defensive player but one of the better defensive players in the entire league. It's just an absolute home run, and the basketball gods definitely were smiling on us when we lost Luke and instantly delivered Cooper Flagg. Who's next, Jacob?
Let's go over to Rodeo Ron.
All right. Ron.
Well, boys, only thing I'm drinking is a little bit of Dr. Pepper because I'm still on the clock. Okay. And I'm thinking, I can't wait to get to that dang liquor store and get me a bottle of Jim Beam.
Let's go.
Other than that, hey, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you guys, man. I love you guys. Merry Christmas to all the Tolos.
Thank you, man.
I hope you'll have a safe week next week. And if I don't talk to y'all before the new year, Happy New Year, too. But remember one thing, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, drinking Dr. Pepper, trying to get to the dang liquor store to get some Jim Beam, listen to that 105.3 The Fan, then where the F you at, baby?
There you go,
Let's
sir.
Let's go, Ron. Thank Have
you.
Yourself
Be
a great
there,
night.
Yeah.
Been a long time since we had a sober call from Ron.
Yeah, that was...
Didn't think he had it in him.
I thought for a while there he did have it in him. It just really didn't last very long. But hey, glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah, I figured Ron would have got a job where his boss was all right with him getting hammered.
Let's go back and relive that. Was that one of those shocking moments on what you think, what you drink?
When he went sober for 45 days and then called up liquor?
Yeah, he was calling up, and then all of a sudden it was just whoa, what just happened? We all kind of looked at each other like, whoa, what did we just do?
It was odd because, I mean, for that entire stretch of time, he was still calling in and saying, if you're not hanging out sober with Rodeo Ron, where the bleep you at? I thought he was going to be one of those guys that totally turned it a 180 and was captain sobriety for the rest of his life. But
he knows
how to have a good time.
He knows how to have a good time. We love him for that.
Yeah, we sure do. Any other calls, Jacob, before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's throw it over to Brandon in Alito.
What's up, Brandon? What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's up, boys? Hey, General, you forgot the golden rule of what you drinking, what you thinking, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. How you boys doing tonight?
Amazing. How are you?
I am drinking an ice-cold Miller Lite, and what I'm thinking right now, hey, shout-out to Kavanaugh. I'm curious, when was the last time that an NFL team ended up with back-to-back picks without trading back into the first round? And the way it's shaping up right now, there's a pretty good chance that the Packers pick and our pick might be back-to-back. And I'll say one last thing before I let you guys get on break, before the expressway here, before we take over. I just want to say that at least in DFW, we have three good general managers. We got Jim Neal with the Stars. We got Chris Young with the Rangers doing the best he can with the little amount of money that he's got. And we got Gavin Spittle out there being the best general manager he can be for you guys. Y'all take it easy, boys. I'll talk to you soon.
Love it, Brandon.
Happy
Have a great
holidays,
weekend.
Man.
Merry Christmas and all that. That'll do it for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, brought to you by our friends at Jake's Burgers. Head to one of the DFW Jake's Burgers locations for a delicious burger, something great to drink, and football on TV all weekend long. It's a heck of a hangout.
Get you some onion rings while you're at it, too.
Those
onion
are
rings,
amazing.
Turkey burger. They got it all there.
All right. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up on the other side. Then we'll do some LA Live and take you all the way up till 7 o'clock before we hand it off to the Fan After Dark, and we're back with more here in the G-Bag Nation. I want to chat Frankel's with you before we do anything else, though, because if you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, you're going to love having the Frankel's on your side. Scott, Mark, these guys are the best. They will absolutely fight to make a full recovery for you. You don't want to settle for less, because these settlements can be six or seven figures quite easily when you think about the losses that you've incurred, the pain and suffering maybe for decades that are going to be on board for you, going to get around differently for the rest of your life, might have to change careers. And then shoot, yeah, you know, an ambulance ride can be five figures, a hospital stay, maybe your vehicle's totaled, you need a brand new vehicle. You can see it quickly adding up in your mind. Scott and Mark, they've been doing this for over three decades now, fighting for victims of negligence in North Texas. 18-wheeler hits you, commercial vehicle, something like that can literally turn your life upside down in an instant. Everything's different on the other side. So how are you going to take care of yourself and your family and get back to doing everything you want and need to do? It's by calling the Frankels at 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.